It's been 25 years since the passage of the Clery Act, which requires universities to report information about campus crimes. And college crime is being addressed at the state level as well. All this week, public radio newsrooms across upstate New York are exploring crime on college campuses. This morning, we focus on sexual assault. New York State has the most pending campus sexual assault cases of any state in the country. 19 cases are listed on the U.S. Department of Education's investigation list. But now that colleges and universities are armed with solid legal policies and procedures, what are students being told about prevention and reporting? Eileen Buckley reports on that student training.
Despite countless reports of campus sexual assaults, some students are still dealing with the horrible encounter. A female SUNY Buffalo State student reported an alleged assault inside her dorm room at the start of the fall semester. A 17-year-old student was charged with sexual abuse and forcible touching. Just days before the alleged attack, it was move-in day. For freshmen, dorm life is a new territory, so the college has been working to create a heightened awareness.
Affirmative consent is a knowing voluntary.
Buff State launched the I Love Consent campaign to teach the difference between consent and sexual violence.
We just met each other.
The campus is also hosting consent workshops. Buffalo State student Morgan Allender attended.
It's a push in the right direction, and I think that they're doing the right thing, and I'm going to support what they're doing no matter what.
Just knowing that no means no and yes means yes, and just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean you're entitled to anything.
This Buff State student did not want to give his name and only identified himself as a senior who lives on campus. But he emerged from the workshop realizing the meaning of consent. Campus sex assault has been around for a long time, but it's no longer taboo to discuss. Jason Parker is diversity program coordinator at Buffalo State. He works with Paula Madrill, who is with the college's health program. They conduct the workshops together.
Pretty much with every workshop, it's like planting the seed. This is not the only time they'll see our consent programs, and so they're going to get the message eventually if they walked out of here not having the message or the full message. And so we're going to change the conversation, and we've started a culture on campus that doesn't support sexual assaults.
There have been students who have been victims. There have been students who realize that they have a friend who may have confided in them.
Madrill says it's important to talk about sex with students.
It's been really interesting to see a lot of the aha moments with the students. And then when we do start talking about this honestly, we meet them with where they're at. We're using their language. It's something that resonates with them.
Some students won't report sexual assaults to local police agencies. That's up to the victim. But the state's new Enough is Enough law was designed to directly assist students, informing them they have the right to report an assault directly to a police agency.
These young women are victims. They're suffering significant harm that can impact them for the rest of their lives.
Ernie Allen is the former president of the International Center for Missing and Exploited Children. He says schools need to execute this new law correctly, not only to help the victim, but protect the reputation of their institutions.
And the most important thing that can happen is that we build systems in colleges and universities in Buffalo and across New York and America in which they have confidence, that they trust, that they believe will be fair and just, so they will come forward and tell somebody.
Enough is Enough requires first responders to notify a victim of their right to file a criminal complaint. Amanda Lowe is an associate attorney at Phillips Lytle Law Firm in Buffalo.
They will also be entitled to have access to a sexual assault nurse examiner, and schools should assist with providing them with information about how to go about and see that person.
Back on the Buffalo State campus, student body president Derek Jordan serves on the college's judicial council, helping to review and rule on difficult cases.
So I can sit in these hearings and I can say, well, this isn't what we've talked about. This is, you know, consent. This is not consent. And so it helps us make decisions.
Jordan had just completed a recent case involving a consent issue.
Got to keep digging. You got to keep asking questions just to say, you know, you're getting kicked out because of something that you may not have done. You know, you didn't know. It is just you didn't know. And let's teach you so that you do know, so that you won't end up in those situations where you're sitting in front of a board saying, are you going to be dismissed from school?
In Buffalo, I'm Eileen Buckley for WRVO News.
And in the next installment of our series on combating campus crime, we take a look at how New York's new law on sexual assault is working across the state.